This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Six weeks ago, the Brexit Party was founded by Nigel Farage to help found UKIP. And it surged to set to win the most seats in the new parliament. That is scaring the hell out of the globalist. Lord Monckton, who helped found UKIP and has been involved with Brexit and promoting it, was getting into the fact that Lep is going to launch violent attacks as they lose. And at a certain point, though, when governments are controlled, and you see the British government and others actually aiding Islamists attacking people out trying to campaign, it is really frightening. So in the 4 or 5 minutes we have left, A, what do you predict with the violence by the left? How is that dealt with? And then B, what is the parliamentary and legislative moves by President Trump, by the UK, by the new prime minister that obviously is going to be coming in? I mean, we need to defend the sacrosanct pillars of our republics.
Well, the first step we've got to do is once we get rid of Theresa May, and that could even happen tonight, as I've said, though there are hot denials coming from Downing Street at the moment. Once we've got rid of her, because she was simply too willing to cave in to the European Union and leave us in the European Union when we'd voted to get out. So once she's gone, we will then hope to get a prime minister, if the Tory party has any sense at all, who is actually willing to carry out the will of the people regardless of what the EU wants. And we will leave, and we'll leave on World Trade Organization terms. Once we have freed ourselves of that, then our prime minister and your president are going to be working together very closely on dealing with the new threat of totalitarianism that comes from the totalitarian left. We had it with fascism in Germany, which of course was not an extreme right movement, it was an extreme left movement, the National Socialist Workers' Party of Germany. We had fascism, which was an extreme left movement in Italy, now branded by the left as right, but of course they were of the left. And then there was communism in Russia, there still is communism in China, and that's of the far totalitarian left. And now the totalitarian left are gradually trying to take over our institutions, and they're trying to shut down the West by using this climate change nonsense as an excuse, and they're having substantial success. The last British steel company of any size, British Steel itself, which was nationalised and now belongs to an Indian steel company, is about to be closed down and its business transferred to India, where they can make steel at half the price because they don't have to pay three times the world price for their electricity because global warming. So gradually, we are going to have to fight back against this totalitarian sort of démarche where the left are advancing on every front and through every back door, wherever you look, they're getting in there, they're shutting down debate, and if they can't shut down debate, they'll turn to violence. Well, increasingly, what we are going to do about that is to make sure that the existing laws, we have plenty of laws to prevent violence in the streets, we are going to make sure that those laws are enforced. You don't need to make new laws, you just need to make sure the existing laws are enforced, and that the penalties for violence or for attempted suppression of free speech will be very severe. And one of the things that we are looking at in the Brexit Party is a comprehensive law which will encompass some of the finer elements of your constitution, which is a very fine constitution, notably the amendment that gave you the right of free speech. But if even with the right of free speech that you have in America, there is still the silencing of free speech by no platforming and by violence in the lecture halls in
Cartelling, it's cartels.
Exactly. Well, what we are going to do is to pass very stiff laws so that if universities permit the far left to behave in this way, they will lose a substantial proportion of their funding, which largely comes from taxpayers in this country. And so they'll feel it in their pocket unless they stand up and make sure that there is free speech and freedom of academic...
I agree. Lord Monckton, it's been too long. In the aftermath of the elections, please join us next week or so, or even tomorrow in the aftermath. Thank you so much. What's up with that.com? Thank you so much. And this is an amazing time to be alive. I would say, though, humanity and freedom's on the march. I think corruption is on its heels. We've got to press the attack in 5 seconds. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is. CampConstitution.net, Heartland.org. CampConstitution.net.
All right, thank you. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like a great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermale Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products to keep you on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
The global controllers are very smart in some ways, very ignorant in others, but they understand the power of archetypes. And I never knew when I started out on my quest 25 years ago to restore the American Republic that I would end up being a major leader in it. I just simply thought I'd be one more voice calling on the people to stand up and get involved in their own destinies. But it became clear 8-9 years ago, even in Newsweek and Time Magazine, they said Alex Jones is the mad prophet of the Tea Party. In the wilderness, he must be stopped. And all these years later, I realized that I didn't invent the ideas I'm promoting. I'm simply promoting free market, Renaissance, Americana, and ideas that are diametrically opposed to authoritarian systems, whether they be fascist, communist, or socialist. But nevertheless, InfoWars has been chosen by the enemy as the symbol of Americana, as the card. And if they can demonize it, if they can lie about it, and if they can destroy it, they believe they can demoralize you and make you give up. So, please hold InfoWars up. Please promote it. Please support it. I personally hope that we can survive this. But even if we don't think a defeat of an individual or an organization is an expression of who you are, because you are the listeners and viewers that actually made InfoWars the success it is. Yes, I selfishly want to continue on with the future, but I don't want you to ever think that if I'm set up, killed, destroyed, imprisoned, lied about with their fake narratives, that we're losers. We did the right thing and told the truth, and we've already changed the world. So you need to continue on. But we're at that fork in the road. Will InfoWars continue on to fight more battles and win more battles thanks to your support? Or will we be destroyed? And then you have to move on and not be demoralized. We're at that point. It's financial. In the end of the day, money talks, BS walks. Funding allows us to operate and expand and defeat the enemy. Not having money shuts us down and we're defeated. And once we've been silenced, the enemy can lie about us all they want. We're running Memorial Day specials right through next week. Some of the biggest sales we've ever done. 60% off ExtendaWise for cardiovascular and heart. It's the best formula out there. MycoZX, instead of just a probiotic, it's anti-fungus, anti-candida mold for your guts. Amazing. Try it for yourself. 60% off. 50% off our new 8-pack Power Stack, Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Refusion, Ultimate Bone Broth, Supermel Vitality. That's 50% off. 40% off Turbo Force back in stock, and the chocolate and vanilla protein bars are the best out there. There's a bunch of other specials as well, but we try to make it symbiotic. Great products at great prices that make your life better, that then fund our operation. Whatever you do, commit now, like you've already done, to take action, whether it's word of mouth or praying for us or buying the products or all three. You've already changed the world. And I humbly come to you with respect and thank you again for what you've done for myself, for my children, and for your children, and for all of our own destinies, because this is an incredible time in humanity at that fork in the road or at that crossroads. But whatever you do, never give in to the globalist. Never give in to your humanity. Never believe you're a piece of crap. Never believe that humanity sucks, because that is a lie of the old serpent, Satan.
Is spinning right now. Millie Weaver is here, amazing InfoWars reporter. I was going to air in the last segment of this hour a 10.5-minute interview that they just spontaneously did with their beautiful baby, her and her husband, here yesterday, but in time, we may not have time to get that done, because they went out to a pro-kill baby event, including kill babies after they're born event, and they had people out there saying, we're going to kill babies till age three, which is the official position of Peter Singer and of the left. And so it's just crazy now to see that his level of anti-human exterminism is now right down to the locals. We're going to play those clips as well. So much here today. But first off, just during the break, we've got Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. We've got them all on, all over the building. And I saw Pelosi, who said Trump's covering up right now. No, they're covering up Russiagate, their own Chinagate, and their own Servergate, and their own open borders gate, and their own hate America gate. But like Trump said yesterday, something's wrong with Fox News. They have these staged town halls, nothing but standing ovations bashing Trump that you know are rigged, where every person hates Trump. They have events where they're acting like he's a criminal. They're having these events where they go, oh, let's go to Pelosi. Oh, she prays for the president. She cares about the president. You know, she just wants him to, you know, let her into all of his life. Why isn't Trump going on the offense with all the crimes they've committed? Barr has said they are, but that's my point, is you've got to go on the offense, because these criminals know they've been caught. They're not going to stop. So here is, just a few minutes ago, with a Perino girl, from Perino Chow. She's up there putting all this out. And then we're going to go to what Pelosi said earlier today and then what Trump responded to. Here it is.
Wasn't really respectful of the Congress and the White House working together. He just took a pass. And it just makes me wonder why he did that. In any event, I pray for the President of the United States, and I pray for the United States of America.
That's a little dramatic in terms of what happened this morning, but she, up until, I think, today, has really been the one that's reluctant to talk about impeachment. She actually had a conference call today saying, look at all these things
we're
doing,
right,
we don't
there.
Have to do impeachment.
The Democrats are trying to act like they're being reasonable about impeachment when it's what they want. They want to unseat the 2016 election. They got caught in the fake Russiagate. And now they turn it around with dozens of fake investigations and say because he won't give over all his private info so they can lie about it, twist it, attack everybody he's in business with, when nothing they do. Hillary's bashing up hard drives, bleach bidding, you know, but there's no investigations of that. It's all imaginary investigations and her saying impeachment, and she prays for him because he's in so much trouble. No, they're desperate. Globalism's failing from Brazil to Europe to Asia to Africa to here, and they're crapping their dirty pants. We're going to Millie Weaver next segment, but let's go to her this morning with the talk of impeachment and Trump's covering something up.
Would you believe that it's important for to follow the facts? We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States, and we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up, and that was the nature of the media.
America was never great. It'll never be great. Trump sucks. Russians got him elected. All of it proved to be a fraud. No investigations of their criminal activity. And Trump just sits there waiting for him to come for everybody while they already censor everybody. And I get it. He keeps working with the Justice Department, who keeps saying they're going to do something, but they're not. So we the people have to march on Washington. We have to call Congress. We have to sue all these people ourselves. I'm serious, folks. We have to fight, because you think things aren't perfect under Trump. Wait till they remove him. Here's Trump's response to this.
So I came here to do a meeting on infrastructure with Democrats, not really thinking they wanted to do infrastructure or anything else other than investigate. And I just saw that Nancy Pelosi, just before our meeting, made a statement that we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up. Well, it turns out I'm the most, and I think most of you would agree to this, I'm the most transparent president probably in the history of this country. We have given, on a witch hunt, on a hoax. The whole thing with Russia was a hoax.
All right, we're going to play more of this after the break, but I want to explain something. I told the president, and others did, sir, declare executive privilege to everybody else. He gave them everything. He had nothing to hide. And now they said, fine, give us a 50 years of your tax returns. Give us your blood type. Give us what toilet paper you use to wipe your ass, and while they're committing all these crimes. And it's just insane to watch this happen. We go on the offense, or they destroy the country. The globalists know that we're on our last legs, and they get rid of Trump. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Millie Weaver with us.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Into the anti-human agenda, CBS saying don't take care of kids, work at your job, the left saying don't have families, that gets in the way of our world government. This just broke on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and only you can Facebook it, tweet it, email it, text message it to get it out there. Target sells LGBTQ clothing for children. Funds group whose founder praised the North American Man-Boy Love Association. And it says, hashtag take pride. Folks, it's like cartoons now that show gay characters. Kids aren't into sex. They're not. It's sexualization of children. It's pure evil. And it's admittedly going on, and it's got to stop. That story's up on NewsWars.com. Please, for the children, get it out. Millie, you were making points about Trump and one witch hunt ends. And as we said, they promised to fire up a bunch of others. Trump's got them all dead to right, but he's got a political justice department that's been involved in all sorts of illegal activity at the highest levels. The average rank and file, I'm not just saying it, I've researched it, they're pretty good people on average. But at the top, it's a political, corrupt mafia. And I don't know what Trump or what we're supposed to do, but this is serious.
Well, what would be the point of impeaching a president right before campaign season? We already know that his time is coming up unless he gets reelected. Well, that's what it is. The Democrats are panicking because they know they don't have a solid candidate to go up against Trump when he's polling great and everyone is supporting him and he's been improving the economy.
And Pelosi knows that, but her constituents and her party are demanding it.
Exactly. And for example, Joe Biden, when he just had his campaign release, his first rally in Pittsburgh, I went there and covered it. He barely could fill a 240 occupancy building. Alex, and his overflow was like 15, 20 people. They are panicking because in that same city, Trump has held rallies there, and I've been to them, and 50,000. It's miles long of people standing in line. They're panicking.
You live in Ohio. I mean, you cover it every week.
Oh, yeah. I cover the whole campaign.
So let's be clear. Let's be clear. They have way less energy than 2016. Their censorship's backfiring. They're not giving up, though. They're getting violent. They're getting aggressive. They're out of control.
They want to disqualify him so that he can't run.
Let me just tell you, I just had the top court in Canada send us a letter. They're suing us because I'm criticizing them taking kids from their parents and forced drugging them. That's global government. I have to deal with that when the show goes off today. That they want to silence everybody. And if you don't want to take kids and drug them or cut their balls off, you're going to be sued by the Canadian government.
And if you think it's bad now, it's really going to be bad if we were actually by some chance going to get a Democrat in 2020. It's going to be bad. We're not going to have free speech anymore.
Remember back when we were like, oh, it's almost like autism is targeting boys, 85% are boys, or, oh, they're trying to put all the kids, other boys on Ritalin that brain damages them. It's like they're targeting them. They now say, we're targeting boys. We're targeting families. We're targeting women. Humans are bad. We're going to kill everybody. It's like, my God, why aren't more people more pissed?
Exactly. The left is outright admitting that they hate white males. We hear them saying this all the time. So why wouldn't they just admit they're targeting males?
They have major breweries saying if you see a Trump supporter or a conservative, hit him in the head with a brick and kill him. And then people say you're asking for trouble. They freak out and call the police. There's no reality or there's a paradox where they attack, we defend. They call that violence. Standing up to a leftist swinging a bike lock is now terrorism.
Asking questions to a leftist is now terrorism. That's what the ladies out at this Stop the Abortion Ban protest were saying to me and Caitlin. How dare we question women? How dare we question their stances when they want to kill babies? They think that that was hateful and harassing.
They say they want to kill babies. I have them on video. And they make joke videos about that. When we come back, we're going to play your report that's incredible and the other amazing report by Caitlin Bennett. And then I even see how they attack Caitlin and you with these fake memes, these fake lies, these fake stories, these fake legends. But you ladies just laugh at it, keep moving forward. And that's what pisses them off, because you have a word called integrity and soul and a compass. And you know who you are. You know what you stand for. You know the truth.
Exactly. You know, they're trying to attack any conservative now that simply goes out and shows that the left is deranged and crazy. They even attack Candace Owens, and some would say she's kind of milquetoast, you know? So they're going to continue to censor us. It doesn't stop at Alex Jones and InfoWars. It's only going to get worse. And that's why it's good that the president just recently had released a form on the WhiteHouse.gov website where anyone who has been...
can report the censorship.
Exactly. And that's important.
They're building a dossier.
They need evidence to be able to hold social media accountable.
And let me go further than that, because this is something I haven't said because I didn't want to toot horns. But I think 3 weeks after tomorrow, it'll be 3 weeks tomorrow, Trump tweeting you and tweeting our links and tweeting Paul Watson and saying how proud he is of InfoWars. That was Trump in a major alignment saying, I've been aligned. I am aligned. All your attacks on InfoWars aren't going to make me forsake it. But he gets, we're not going to forsake him unless he forsakes the message. But that's what pisses him off. They want to define what's acceptable, and they want to then redefine what wasn't acceptable as acceptable.
Exactly. And what Trump essentially did was he showed he's not willing to sell out to any establishment, whether it be the Democrats or some of the old rhino neocons. He's loyal to the grassroots because he knows the grassroots are the blue-collar Americans. The people who
and it
are
was such a
vote.
Stupid plan. They thought they could attack me in the name of Trump, and that would get me to drop Trump, or they could attack Trump in my name, he would drop me. And that's not how this works. And they cannot believe that they can't. And I even told Trump, I said, you know, last time I talked to him, I said, listen, for whatever reason, you're smarter than I am anyways, and, you know, in your age. I said, if you need to throw me under the bus, or I've said some things out of context to Dylan, do it. And I'm not going to attack you for that. As long as you stay true to the agenda of Americana and freedom and pro-life and God and country and the military and our freedom and our borders, I'm going to support it. And Trump said, very interesting. I'll keep that in mind. That's not going to be needed. And I said, well, then fine. Don't call me anymore. I don't need you to pat me on the head. You know, if you need people to get in contact with me, do it. And now I have, you know, I'm not going to get into it, obviously. But, you know, I mean, it's not anything fancy or big. We're creating the trends here. U.S. intelligence is loyal to the country, listens to me. I listen to them, too, but it's mainly 90% the other way. And so now they can't stand it. I write reports. It's given to U.S. intelligence. Goes right to the president. And I've got law firms doing it, and that's how it works. And they can't stand it. They can take me off air. My reports still go right to the president. And they cannot stand it, Millie. They cannot stand it.
They
I said, sir, no need to talk to me over telephone. Just get your people in touch with me. I'll get your reports. He said, that's a good plan, Mr. Jones. Really appreciate that. And just keep it up. Boom. We're done. We're Americans. This isn't about me getting a job in D.C. It's not about getting patted on the head. It's about them not aborting babies and killing babies after they're born.
Doing away with the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Constitution that protects the American people. That's what the Democrats want to get rid of.
But this is war. You want it, you got it. They keep suing me, they keep threatening me, they keep lying about me, they keep attacking me. I want them to get it through their head. I love it. I'm coming for you. I'm going to get you. I'm better than you. I don't worship Satan. I worship God. I love life. So get ready. You are going to be run over by me politically. And if that means that I splatter up against the wall with you, that's fine. You're going to get it. My hands are around your neck.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. And what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song.
You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
All right, Millie Weaver's here with us. Describe yesterday, because you already put some clips of this up on your Twitter, but this is pro-abortion, pro-left, leftists going crazy in downtown Austin, outside the Capitol, pushing this pro-death culture. And then we have, from the same rally, another clip we're going to play of the true face of evil, leftists calling for killing babies up to age 3. Tell us what we're about to see.
Well, you know, Caitlin Bennett and I, we went out to this Stop the Abortion Bans protest in Austin, and the left has just lost their mind. They have so many contradictions and ironies. It was ridiculous. They had a man up there that they were applauding and cheering who had a big sign that says, "Men, shut the F up." They were cheering that. Then they had a man come up and speak right after that, and they were cheering him. And then they were telling Caitlin and I, when we were going around trying to interview people and talk to them, that we should shut the F up as conservative women. Because why? Because we were questioning these leftists as to why they support killing babies, infanticide. And they were so insulted or, you know, perplexed as to why we would even question them, because we should believe all women. We should just not question why women.
And we've seen this by Democratic females in Congress. They go, "Men, just shut up." The idea of men shutting up, women shutting up, white shutting up, black shutting up, Hispanic, nobody should shut up. Free speech, Martin Luther King, Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, First Amendment. They're so authoritarian. And like you said, everything they do is an exercise in contradiction. It's like this brewery. That's one of the biggest breweries in England. Said, "Get a brick, go out and assault a conservative." And then when somebody said, "Man, you're asking for trouble," they called the police. They retweeted and said, "Oh, my God, we're being threatened."
Oh, yeah.
You're like declaring war. We're coming to kill you. People go, "Hey, that's not a good idea. Oh, my God, you talk back to me. I'm calling the police." It's like they have no governor. They have no understanding.
Yeah, one man walked up to me and actually threatened me with a milkshake. Because the whole milkshake thing, where they're saying that conservatives should be being assaulted by milkshakes to throw milkshakes on them. The guy walked up to me and said, "Man, I really wish I didn't forget my milkshake."
And that was the point. That's what the brewery said. They said, "Stop using milkshakes. You need to physically attack Nazis. Anybody that doesn't do what they say is a Nazi." So these are authoritarians going, "Hey, people don't like Nazis. We'll say anybody not doing what we say is a Nazi." So here's your report. And more's coming on the War Room today. There's a lot more that hadn't been aired yet because this was shot in HD. And then we've got Caitlin Bennett's report, where a woman calls for killing babies up to age 3, which is the official PETA, Peter Singer, leftist plan. Here it is.
Why do you support abortion?
"I'm sorry I didn't bring a milkshake."
"If you had a friend who was raped and became pregnant, would you force her to carry that baby to term?"
"Are we guilty for the sins of our fathers?"
"Melly, this guy assaults you."
"You answer me."
"Yeah. Are we guilty?"
The mic at me.
"What a thug."
"Would you, a friend who was raped and got pregnant, to carry that baby to term?"
"Do you realize that?"
Hit pause.
"Answer me."
Hit pause. 80% of women coming through Mexico get raped, Amnesty International. He doesn't give a damn about that. He doesn't care. It's all about, "You answer me about women being raped." As if that's even 0.1%. Let's continue.
"Was raped and got pregnant to carry that baby to term?"
"Do you realize that?"
"You answer me."
"Do you realize that that's a very, very small percentage of instances where women are impregnated by rape?"
"You lie. Are you pro-life?
It's a very small amount to justify."
"You're not going to answer me. You f*** off."
"You guys..."
Wow. Yeah, he shoved the mic.
He just said, for radio listeners, "You f*** off." Grabbed her and shoved the mic back into her chest.
Yes, he did. You can't see it very well in the video, but he actually did shove the mic back into my breast. So he did shove it into me.
Unbelievable. Let's continue.
"You're not going to answer me. You f*** off."
"You guys..."
"Wow.
Be
this guy just shoved me."
"You're going to understand later how
just
wrong
shoved
you
me.
Are. You're young.
This guy just shoved me.
You'll understand later how wrong
I am."
Look at this lady. Said, "You're young. You don't have a son and a daughter. You haven't been on the air for 6 years. You haven't had all these jobs and done all these things. You're just subhuman. You're wrong. You're too young. The left's all about the young being right, but you're too young. Here, back it up. Back it up, guys. We're going to play all this. Let's go back to her. You're young. You don't know how great it is to..." Here it is.
"You are. You're young.
This guy just shoved me.
You'll understand later how wrong
I am.
That's
wrong for supporting not killing babies.
Yeah,
wrong for something against infanticide.
Is this respect?
Are you respecting me? I'm engaging in an interview right here, and you just came and interrupted it.
To leave women alone?
You don't have a right to do that. It's not your choice. It's not your choice.
You do not have a right.
So it's not your choice to tell me to leave.
You don't have a right to be here and counter everything a woman tells you.
I have a right to
pause again. Your radio listener, she's at the Capitol. She's trying to interview you, and the left always comes over and tries to say, don't talk to InfoWars, and then starts physically going after the microphone. Here it is.
Not really here as an interviewer. You are here to challenge what we as women want to say.
And you,
you're not allowed to do that.
You can hold the stance that you so firmly believe in that you'd be willing to take the life of babies, but you can't be challenged on that?
100% of unwanted pregnancies are caused by men.
And I don't see big parades.
Look how she says men.
Pause again. And I'm not being mean to ugly women, but what is it about feminists? Are all these women that either had a weird husband and have a son, they kind of put on Prozac and Ritalin and brain damage as a ritual, which we know it's a satanic ritual they carry out, they admit, or they never had a man, and everybody, they say all these men want them. Like they're on sex strike. We're like, really, we're glad you're on sex strike, lady. What is this thing about hating men when men and women have each other? We are the same species. It's like cutting one arm off to spite the other arm. Here it is.
100% of unwanted pregnancies are caused by men.
And I don't see big parades of men out here with signs that say women should shut the F up. Who's the one being sexist out here?
We're here over here.
If you guys are telling men, based on their sex, they should shut the F up.
100% of unwanted pregnancies.
They always repeat something like mental patients.
Men.
Yeah, so why should they not have a say?
For sure.
Why should they not have a say?
They should have a say. They should take their business and keep it to themselves. They should have their testicles.
Hey, pause again.
Regulate.
But if the woman then decides to have the baby, then he's got to pay, though. So he has no say, but he's going to pay.
Yeah, she says...
That's taxation without representation.
She says 100% of men, and she says men like...
Men, like they're this alien force. I mean,
yeah.
You've got a son, you've got a daughter, I've got a son, I've got daughters. And I never thought of the sexes as even different, we're just humanity. But once you have a son, you have a daughter, you really get we are one whole thing. Like abolish the family is humanity.
And you realize how much men need women and how much women need men. And she says men like she hates men. And at the end there, I don't know if you caught it, Ox, but she literally talked about how men should have their, and she kind of pauses, testicles. And it sounds like she wants to say cut off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
then
yeah,
she
oh,
says
yeah.
Regulated.
We're going to go to breaking them up. But back it up. Let's finish the end of this tape. And then even more shocking videos coming up where they call for killing children up to age 3 because they're so liberal. They want to vaccinate them, though, but they want to kill them, too. Here it is.
Why should they not have a say?
Push your words.
Why should they not have a say?
They should have a say. They should take their business and keep it to themselves. They should have their testicles regulated. Why not?
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We're not judging anyone that ever had an abortion. We get it. You're scared. You're out of money. You don't like the guy. Whatever. The point is they've medicalized it. They're killing babies after they're born. Third trimester. There's no reason to do that. And now they want to keep them alive and sell their organs. And people get it's a business now. It's evil. And it's a sacrament to the left. And I think that's why Generation Z's like 80% against abortion. Even the millennials are half against it. The numbers are turning against abortion, Millie.
Exactly. And these women's groups should actually be rallying around and supporting women that become pregnant unintentionally and finding ways to help them through their pregnancies and support them.
I always forget to point this out. Thanks for bringing that up. Millie Weaver is in Fuego. We'll talk to her on the other side and play Caitlin Bennett's report where they call for killing children up to age 3. Pretty soon they'll say that's bigoted if you don't blow their brains out.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains.
pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
When you're out there. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Because I didn't know enough.
I know way too much. And that's the problem. These gums can't move fast enough to give you the intel. Does it make me crazy? Yeah, makes me crazy. World government that's anti-human, anti-family, exterminism. Told you that 20-something years ago. It was in all their textbooks. And now it's not in their textbooks. They're doing it in the real world. Millie Weaver, you and your husband, Gavin, do an incredible job on the road across this country with your son and now daughter. I couldn't believe 2 weeks after you had your baby daughter, you were already out there doing reports. Congratulations to you as just an amazing woman, an amazing human. We've got this Caitlin Bennett, who you recruited to work with us, and has just been doing a spectacular job and under attack.
We're going to go to this next report from the same pro-death rally at the Capitol with the anti-free speech leftists. Give us a prelude to what we're about to see.
Well, Caitlin Bennett, she interviewed women and people on the pier. This was actually down in Galveston. And these girls, when she asked them about their stance on abortion, they essentially wanted to say that, fostered babies, their whole reason for supporting abortion is so that you don't have children in foster care. But then Caitlin says, well, would you be willing to look a foster child in the face and say you should have been aborted? And she's like, yeah, I would say that to him.
And again, some of this is at the Beast this weekend. Some of this is what happened in Austin yesterday. But I have articles today admitting, even mainline news, that Alabama is adopting more babies than is even being aborted. And that's what I was going to say before the break you brought up. When you see Catholic charities that are doing a good job and some of these billboards saying pregnant, need help, don't abort. The average woman, and the left always says nobody wants a Mexican baby or a black baby. That is a load of crap. My family adopted a Korean baby. They just wanted a good, healthy baby. They had a boy. My mom got sterilized by the Dalkon Shield. She won a legal case on that. She wanted to have more kids. They said, oh, no problem. Sterilize her right away. That was a problem. She wanted to have kids, tried artificial insemination, went through hell, adopted my sister, took 5 years, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we're talking like 1992. Okay, 1991 to get my sister from South Korea, who was, and I love her, and she watches, and she's really great, but you're a ghost child in South Korea. If you come from a single mother, you're not seen as in society. So they have a surplus of little girls, especially. She's a wonderful, smart, great person. But you go out, these leftists go, nobody wants minorities. But it's Christians, mainly white, that are adopting the black and Hispanic babies, and they have black groups that say you shouldn't be able to adopt the black person if you're white, just kill them. That's a nationwide movement. So,
abortion is actually, in a way, kind of sexist. And it's funny that the feminists actually don't point this out. Most of these countries like India, China, they all abort female babies if they find out. They don't want babies. They want males. And now these countries have surpluses of men, and the men can't ever find wives.
And where are the feminists? That's the most sexist thing in the world, that in India and in China and everywhere, people don't want girls. The West is all about girls.
They kill them.
And then the West, they tell us we're not pro-girl.
They kill them. They murder. They've had to ban ultrasounds in some of these countries because in India, if they find out it's a girl, they will kill it. They will kill the girl baby. Abort it.
And again, India has its own problems. I'm not attacking their people in general, but they have the whole dowry system where women's families have to pay to take their daughter. And then the men will just firebomb them. They'll pour gas on them, burn them to death, and they'll marry five or six women. But the left doesn't say a damn word about it. They just tell us how in the West, where we put women on a pedestal, that we don't like women. And I'm sick of it.
Yeah, even that article just said the real war on women. The real war on women.
Which is a war on humanity.
Is abortion.
Women are having the babies. Women are humanity. So the state wants to run women like a pimp. That's it. So here is this report. But I would tell women again, you can get, and you talk about racist, it is because elite families want white babies. You can get $200,000 for a black baby. You can get $300,000 for a Hispanic baby. You can get $400,000 for a white baby. And for a black-haired, blue-eyed baby, you can get up to $600,000, $700,000. Now, that's a fact on the market. But they're not telling these women, hey, you can have that baby, because they just want babies dead at the abortuary. They're getting their kickback, their money. Planned Parenthood makes a few thousand dollars in kickbacks every baby they kill. And they get bonuses for black and Hispanic babies. That's what they were set up to do with Margaret Sanger. This is a fact. But the point is, they're not telling a poor woman, hey, there are Christian families that want to adopt your baby. They'll even get you a job after it. They'll pay a couple hundred thousand dollars. They won't tell these women that. The women go pay to have their baby chopped up, and then it causes cervical cancer, ovarian cancer. If you terminate a pregnancy when you're not supposed to, your body starts trying to kill your ass.
I actually know a woman who told
me her statistics.
She told me her story, and she's Christian now, and she deeply regrets having had an abortion when she was younger because it actually made it so she can no longer ever have children. And she's really heartbroken.
Oh, yeah. A lot of times they sterilize you while they're at it.
Yeah. She's like, I had an abortion, and now I can never have kids.
Well, you have all the secret experimentation over the years, Millie, as you know. you're walking into the original Planned Parenthood was set up by the eugenicists, by Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger was best friends with Hitler, got awards from him, and Hitler wrote letters to her back and forth praising her.
Yeah, she was a vehement racist, Margaret Sanger.
But again, folks, people say, well, hey, the minorities want to kill whites. Why not kill them? That's what I'm getting at here, folks. This is much deeper. This is insane. This is evil. You're not going to kill babies, whether they're white or black, and go to heaven, folks. People can make jokes about that all day. You can't do it. Here is the true face of evil. Caitlin Bennett's newest video. We're going to post to InfoWars.com. Here it is.
You're willing, and there's over a million children, babies, every year that are aborted.
Thank God there'd be 1.5 million people in foster homes. Like, my point right there. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, that's disappointing, guys. That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
This is Galveston, Texas.
How old are you?
No, you're good.
How old is she?
She's 18.
Oh, okay. You just look so young. You're so cute. In your lady's opinion, when does human life begin?
When the child is born?
Yeah.
When the life is in the world? I mean.
Okay. So it has to pass the birth canal and able for it to be a human life.
To be accountable, yeah, living a life of. Yeah.
What's the difference between the day before it's born and the day after?
It's here.
Is it not here when it's in the womb?
Any, like, birth certificate doesn't have any.
So a birth certificate determines life?
No, but, I mean, there's already plenty of kids that don't have families. Why put more in the foster system and in foster homes? And
pause again.
So it's worse.
The idea is if you kill somebody, that makes more resources. That's what Bill Gates teaches. Kill grandma, get money for 10 teachers. So they've already bought this idea. If we kill people, there'll be more resources instead of building a civilization. This is the essence of evil, folks. Continue.
Foster home, yes. Than to be dead.
It is by far worse to be tossed from foster home to foster home to foster home than to not even be open up to all that pain and hurt of not having parents and not having somebody to love you and being tossed around. I'd rather cut somebody off who has no clue that they're born. Nobody knows they're born.
They can feel the pain.
No. But you don't remember.
I mean, when you were 5 months old, did you remember being born? No, is it okay to kill a 5 month old?
5 months old? When you fell when you were 5 months old. Do you remember how it felt?
No, but you guys' argument is it can't feel when it's in the womb, so it's okay to cut them off before they have to.
It's not that it can't feel. Not that it can't feel. Not that it can't feel.
They can feel the pain.
No. If somebody's pregnant and they don't want it, they don't have to have it. They shouldn't have to have it. What if someone has mental issues and they're not capable of even going through birth to give up the kid for adoption? They should still have.
That has nothing to do with mental. That's not mental issues.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's one of the reasons.
No, mental issues.
These women are so gross.
Because you're
God, I'll never touch them.
Yeah, I mean, I can take care of myself sometimes. What if, you know, what if I, you know. That's a lot. I can barely take care of myself sometimes. So
do you think that you should take precautions not to conceive a child?
You take precautions. You take all the precautions you can, and you still, some people still get pregnant.
Then take your responsibility and don't get rid of a human life.
This is the thing that is going on right now. We're still in Texas. Like, we can still.
We're going to come back, and in case you missed it, we're going to play it again where they say kill babies up to age 3. These selfish, evil blobs, Millie.
It's disgusting and very disturbing because babies do feel pain. They actually feel more pain. I've read
studies. Oh, there's the videos where they fight the scalpel. They fight like it's a knife fight.
Yeah, it's worse. It's 10 times worse for them because they haven't had the pruning of their nerves yet. They feel
pain. Well, people don't know this, but there's studies I've read that are really sick. A baby expects to be held and loved. You throw them in water, they fight for their lives. They try to climb out. You start tagging them, they fight.
Oh, yeah.
They tried to give my son a vitamin K shot, which I'd authorized. He literally grabbed the nurse's hand and pulled it away. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Hour number 4, Millie Weaver, Bill Johnson, and more.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.